Q106.7 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. Cloudy skies expected today with a slight chance of rain showers. Daytime highs approaching 69. Southeasterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows around 53 tonight. More clouds than sun tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 77. Slight chance of thunderstorms Wednesday. Highs level off around 69. 73 overcast skies Thursday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm staff meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Currently 59.
You're listening to the Kansas Information Network.
Hi, I'm Felicia Rolfe. Here are today's headlines from 12 News. A man is dead after a plane crash Sunday night in Cloud County. A Kansas Highway Patrol reports David Cadle died after his plane nosedived shortly after takeoff from Concordia Airport. The family of K-State quarterback Avery Johnson apologizes for a fight involving his father and brother after the Wildcats lost in Ireland. They say they sincerely apologize and take full responsibility. Bluebell recalling tubs of mislabeled ice cream sold in Kansas. Containers labeled as chocolate chip cookie dough actually contained Millennium Crunch of ice cream. That flavor contains nuts, but the tub doesn't have an allergen label. So if you bought one, you can take it back to the store for a refund. And Wichita, Felicia Rolfe, 12 News.
You're listening to the Kansas Information Network.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Grainger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. U.S. Senator Jerry Moran of Kansas, a member of the Senate Committee on Commerce, Science, and Transportation, joined Senators Ted Cruz of Texas and Maria Cantwell of Washington, along with three other senators, in introducing the NOAA Weather Modernization Act, which would modernize weather radio equipment to enhance the reliability of emergency communications during severe weather and bolster the nationwide accessibility of critical warnings. Senator Moran said recent severe weather across the country is a grave reminder of the need for a modernized emergency weather alert system, so this legislation would improve alert systems in rural parts of the country with limited access to mobile broadband service, emergency warning systems, or satellite coverage. And it incorporates part of this legislation, the Forecast Act, to protect critical National Weather Service employees from federal hiring freezes. Moran says it's essential that weather forecasting offices in every corner of the nation remain staffed so Kansans and all Americans have access to accurate, life-saving 24/7 forecasting coverage. This legislation would expand coverage for areas with poor or no cellular service, amplify non-weather emergency messages, provide additional transmitters for areas with weak or non-existent cell service and broadband coverage, and direct the National Institute of Standards and Technology to develop standards for flash flood emergency alert systems within the 100-year flood plan. More than 300 Kansas farmers, ranchers, business owners, educators, leaders, and policymakers from across the state of Kansas gathered together on August 14th at the 10th Annual Kansas Governor Summit on Agricultural Growth. And the day offered several opportunities to reflect upon the 10 years of this event, which aims to provide direction to the Kansas agriculture industry through discussion, collaboration, and networking. Secretary of Agriculture Mike Beam said the partnerships throughout all sectors of agriculture and across all corners of the state are at the heart of the success they've seen over the last decade. And he appreciates the contribution of all those who spent the day with them as they focused on the issues that will be key to agricultural growth in the future, especially the needs that exist for research and value-added opportunities. This year's AgGrow Summit featured Tanner Imke as the keynote speaker to share an agricultural economic outlook. And attendees also heard comments from Marshall Stewart, the K-State Executive Vice President for External Engagement and Chief of Staff, who offered updates on the K-State Ag Innovation Initiative, and from Jackie McCloskey, the President and CEO of the American Royal, who gave a current status report on the new American Royal project. In accordance with Executive Order 2030, Governor Kelly has directed that flags are to be lowered to half staff at the state capitol complex and all court buildings and facilities to honor 18th Judicial District Division 10 Judge Bruce Brown. Governor Kelly said Judge Brown had a long career service to his community and commitment throughout his tenure on the bench. So on behalf of the state of Kansas, she thanks him for his dedication to upholding the law. And their sincere condolences go out to his family and friends. Judge Brown passed away on August 21st, 2025, and flags will remain half-staff until he is interred, and this flag order will be updated when the date of interment is determined. In Nebraska news, at around 8:15 a.m. on Monday, officers responded to a trespassing at St. Thomas Aquinas Church near North 16th and Q Streets in Lincoln, where 40-year-old Shane Powell was found sleeping in the building. Church staff had asked him to leave. However, they said instead he began screaming obscenities and threatened to kill them. Powell ran away and officers found him a few blocks away. Police noted that Powell was belligerent and threatening toward the officers, and he was arrested on suspicion of third-degree assault and trespassing. Powell also had 6 warrants out for his arrest. On Friday, a woman was convicted of killing her husband in Kearney last year after 57-year-old Karen Geisler pled no contest to attempted second-degree murder and use of a firearm to commit a felony, and the first charge was reduced from second-degree murder under a plea deal. On October 20th, the Geisler shot her husband, 62-year-old Jimmy Geisler, inside their South Kearney home. Kearney police reported that Karen Geisler was outside of the home when the officers arrived and was immediately taken into custody. Her husband was taken to a hospital and died 5 days later. Many of the court documents in the case are sealed, so it's unclear what led up to the shooting. Geisler is set to be sentenced in Buffalo County District Court on October 24th. According to the Nebraska Department of Transportation, weather permitting, a cold milling and chip sealing project is to begin on August 28th on Nebraska Highway 25 or N-25. Cold milling is a process of removing deteriorated asphalt in preparation of placing a chip seal to improve the roadway surface and drivability, and a chip seal is an application of an asphalt binder to a roadway surface followed by an aggregate. State maintenance forces will be performing the cold milling and chip seal from reference post 2976 to reference post 3801 from the N25 and N25A junction to the north corporate limits of Hayes Center. The work is anticipated to take 20 days, and the traffic will be maintained with the pilot car and flaggers. Motorists are reminded to drive cautiously in and near work zones, to buckle up, and to put their phones down. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
On Tuesday, Governor Kelly announced the return of the annual Governor's Conference on Aging, and the single-day in-person event will be held October 17th at the Kansas State University Alumni Center in Manhattan, Kansas. The theme of the conference is Rooted in Respect, Growing an Age-Friendly Kansas. Governor Kelly said ensuring an age-friendly Kansas is crucial to the well-being of older Kansans, our communities, and our state as a whole. So she's pleased to announce the return of this annual event to bring together health professionals, policymakers, educators, and community leaders to exchange ideas and collaborate on how to better serve older adults in Kansas. The conference aims to increase awareness of aging issues in Kansas, strengthen multi-sector partnerships, and make the state a place where all Kansans thrive regardless of their age. The age-friendly ecosystem in Kansas touches health, education, policy, financial, legal, law enforcement, public transit, workplace wellness, and more. The conference will highlight several key collaborations and projects that support aging in Kansas, including the new state plan on aging, the Kansas 4M Geriatric Workforce Enhancement Program, or GWEP, the Multi-Sector Plan for Aging Learning Collaborative, and the Age-Friendly Kansas Initiative. And this initiative brings together state agencies along with organizational leaders and community members across multiple sectors to identify and address the needs of older Kansans. For general inquiries, you can visit conferenceinfo@khi.org. The Colby Community College Endowment Foundation is partnering with the family of Brandon Gady to establish a memorial scholarship to honor Gady's lifelong commitment to public service. It will support students pursuing a degree in criminal justice, with preference given to those planning careers in law enforcement or emergency response. Born and raised in Colby, Gady graduated from Colby High School in 2013, where he excelled in multiple sports. He began his law enforcement career immediately after high school as a jailer with the Thomas County Sheriff's Office, and during that time, he earned an Associate of Science in Criminal Justice from Colby Community College in 2015. In 2017, Gady joined the Phillips County Sheriff's Office as a deputy and graduated from the Kansas Law Enforcement Training Center as president of the 247th Basic Training Class. Over the years, he served as a field training officer and drone operator, earning a promotion to sergeant in 2023 and then to undersheriff in 2024. Always willing to listen, to lend a listening ear, he's remembered as a genuine, one-of-a-kind individual, and his legacy as a true hero will live on in the hearts of his family and community. For more information, you can visit colbycc.edu. Governor Kelly signed a proclamation recognizing August as Kansas Breastfeeding Month, and this proclamation recognizes the importance of breastfeeding for the health and well-being of Kansans. Derek Totten, MD, the Kansas Department of Health and Environment Chief Medical Officer, said breastfeeding is a public health priority in Kansas, and improving breastfeeding rates reflects the strength of statewide partnerships and community collaboration. He said breastfeeding is a vital step in safeguarding the health of both parents and infants, and they remain committed to promoting and supporting it. Nearly 90% of families in Kansas choose to breastfeed, and Kansas is ranked fourth in the nation for exclusively breastfeeding at 3 months and fifth in the nation at 6 months. However, only around 1 in 3 Kansas infants are exclusively breastfed through the critical first 6 months of life. Lack of support and barriers in the workplace can often be obstacles for parents who choose to breastfeed. The American Academy of Pediatrics provides guidance on breastfeeding, which calls for policy changes to address obstacles for parents who choose to breastfeed, including universal paid maternity leave and insurance coverage for lactation support, as establishing better breastfeeding support will improve both the baby and the mother's future health and reduce reliance on infant formula. The Kansas Drive to Zero Coalition and law enforcement across the state are urging drivers to drive sober or get pulled over, as increased patrols began effect on Saturday, August 16th, and they will last until Monday, September 1st, ahead of the Labor Day holiday, to support this national traffic safety campaign. In Kansas, preliminary 2024 data shows that 83 people died and more than 1,100 people were injured in crashes that involved an alcohol-impaired driver. Kansas Department of Transportation Behavioral Safety Manager Gary Herman said a drunk driver impacts everyone on the road. However, being responsible is simple. Just never drink and drive. Impaired driving can also lead to jail time, driving privileges being restricted or revoked, monthly fees associated with an ignition interlock, and higher insurance rates. According to the National Highway Traffic Safety Association, the average cost of a DUI is $10,000, and nationally, crashes involving an alcohol-impaired driver resulted in $57 billion in economic costs. Planning ahead is key to driving sober, so if you choose to drink, you need to arrange for a designated driver or use a ride-sharing service or cab. If a friend is leaving a celebration impaired, take their keys, and if you see an impaired driver on the road, contact law enforcement. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School. For lunch, you'll be having baked ham, scalloped potatoes, baby carrots, pineapple chunks, whole wheat roll, and milk. For Norton Community High School and Junior High, your lunch today will be grilled chicken sandwich or meatball sub, cook's choice of fries, fruit, and milk. And for Northern Valley Schools, your lunch today will be enchiladas, salad, broccoli, and diced peaches. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, there is a 50% chance of showers, mainly before 11 a.m. Otherwise, it's going to be mostly cloudy today with a high near 69 and an east wind around 10 miles per hour. For tonight, it should be mostly cloudy with a low around 53 and a south wind around 5 miles per hour. On Tuesday, it should be partly sunny with a high near 77 and a south wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour. And on Tuesday night, there is a 40% chance of showers after 1 a.m. Otherwise, it'll be mostly cloudy with a low around 56. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, on Wednesday, there's a chance of showers and thunderstorms before 4 p.m., and then a slight chance of showers. Otherwise, it'll be cloudy with a high near 69. On Thursday, it'll be mostly cloudy with a high near 75. On Friday, partly sunny with a high near 76. On Saturday, there's a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Otherwise, it'll be mostly sunny with a high near 78. And on Sunday, there's a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Should be mostly sunny with a high near 77. Currently, with light rain, fog, and mist conditions, it is 58 degrees. The humidity is 97%. The wind speed is east at 9 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.21. The dew point is 57 degrees. And the current visibility is 6 miles. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 8:21. It is time for Kansas Sports. That's being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Save more, earn more with the Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union. Enrollment in this program automatically rounds up the amount of all debit card and share draft purchases made from your checking account to the next whole dollar and deposits into the Easy Saver savings account. Not only will this account help you save, but it also earns 2.01% APY monthly. Special terms and conditions apply. Come in today and open your Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy. The Chiefs narrowly fell to the Bears 29-27 in their 2025 preseason finale Friday, August 22nd at Arrowhead Stadium. Head coach Andy Reid played the starters into the second quarter as Patrick Mahomes really rediscovered the deep ball magic as he launched a 58-yard strike to Tyquan Thornton and connecting on a back shoulder touchdown to Rashee Rice. Overall, Mahomes had 143 passing yards, going 8 of 13 with just one touchdown. That touchdown coming at the very beginning of the second quarter. A bright spot for KC's offensive line was the left side, as rookie left tackle Josh Simmons and left guard Kingsley Suamataia were excellent, steady in pass protection and physical in the run game, giving Mahomes some room to operate after back-to-back weeks of Suamataia struggling in pass pro. This is a great sign for his development as he transitions to guard. The Chiefs came out of the game unscathed when it came to injuries. They made a trade on Sunday as they swapped picks with the New York Jets for former defensive lineman Derek Nottie. The team has to take the roster down from 90 to 53 by tomorrow at 3 p.m. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
It's what we were taught, trained, and told to do.
It could be for anything. Helping a friend move.
Listening to a fellow veteran for hours, at any hour of the day.
or just simply making time for people, a neighbor, a loved one, or even a stranger.
We're often the first to help others. There's no question about it.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When is the last time you reached out for help?
Perhaps it's time to do for yourself what you would do for others.
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
It's true, many of us spend more time thinking about what's for dinner than preparing for retirement. But if you think your retirement needs deserve more attention, I agree, and I'd like to help. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Philip Eisenhagen. Together we can give your long-term retirement strategy the attention it deserves. Stop by our office at 418 East Holm here in Norton or call 877-3373. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.